Shalom to all. And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah of Parshas Vayeshev. That's Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk says, Vahibo Yisai was at that time, Vayered Yehuda Meis Echav, and Yehuda descended from his brothers, Vayet Ad Isha Adulami Ushmei Chira, and he veered off, he went to an Isha Adulami, a person from Adulam, and his name was Chira. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, Vahibo Yisai. Lamed Nisbucha Parsha Zulakan. Why is it that we have this Parsha, this topic, being discussed right after the sale of Yosef? Vayefsik Parshas Shel Yosef, and we stop talking about Yosef. Lamed Satishu says, Rashi, Shairidu Echem Iglosei, that his brothers demoted him from his greatness. When they saw how pained their father was, Amru, they said, you said to sell him. If you would have said to return him to our father, we would have listened to you. He veered from his brothers. He partnered with him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Yehuda saw over there a daughter of a Kanani man, which means a merchant, and his name was Shua. And he took her and he married her. And she conceived. And she gave birth to a son. And he called his name Er. And she conceived again and gave birth to a son, Vatikra Shmai Oinon, and she called his name Oinon. Vatayisef Oid Vatelibin, and she gave birth to another son, Vatikra Shmai Shela, she called his name Shela, Vahai Bechziv Bilitai Soi, and she was in Kaziv when she had him. Vayikach Yehuda Isha La'er Bechayre, and Yehuda took a wife for Er, his firstborn, Ushma Tamar, and her name was Tamar. Vahi Er Bechar Yehuda Rabbe Ene Hashem, and Er, the firstborn of Yehuda, he was bad in the eyes of Hashem, Vayimiseo Hashem, and Hashem killed him. Vayim Yehuda La'inon, so Yehuda told Oinon, Vayal Eshes Chicha, marry your brother's wife, Yabe my son, do Yibam, Vahakim Zara Lachicha, and establish offspring for your brother. Vayeda Oinon, but Oinon knew, this offspring is not going to be his. And was when he came to his brother's wife, he would spill on the ground, so as not to give kids to his brother. And that which he did was bad in the eyes of Hashem. And Hashem also killed him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. Rabbi Hashem, this is talking about Er. The same bad that Oinon did, he wasted his seed. It says about Oinon, he killed also him. The same Misa applied by Er and Oinon, meaning they did the same thing. Why did Er spill his seed on the ground? He didn't want her to become pregnant and that would ruin her beauty. Yehuda told his second son, Oinon, that he should establish offspring for his brother. What does that mean, establish offspring for his brother? The name of this child is going to be called by the name of the deceased brother, and therefore Oinon didn't want to have any part of that. What did he do? He would be inside, but then he would spill his seed outside. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayemer Yehuda l'Tamar Kalasa. Yehuda told Tamar, his daughter-in-law, Shvi almana beis avich, why don't you stay as an almana, as a widow in your father's house, ad yigdal shela b'ni, until shela my son grows up, ki amar, because he said to himself, pen yomuz gam hu, perhaps he's also going to die ke'achav, like his brothers. Vateilch Tamar vateishav beis avia. Tamar went and she went to her father's house. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, ki amar, kolomer, meaning to say, doichai ois bekash, he was just trying to push her away. Shaloi hai b'dati lasiyoloi, he really didn't have intent that shela was going to end up marrying her. Ki amar pen yomuz, muchzekasi shemusa anosheha, she clearly shows that her husbands die. Her first two husbands died, so Yehuda thought that her third husband, meaning Shelah, his son, was going to die also, so he never had intent to marry Shelah off to Tamar. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayir Bo Yomim, and the days increased, Vatamas Bas Shua Eshes Yehuda, and Bas Shua, the wife of Yehuda, died, Vayinachem Yehuda, and Yehuda was consoled, Vayal Al Gozze Zaytsoinoi, Hu Vechira Ehu Adulami Timnasa, and he went to go shear his sheep, him, Chira, his friend, Adulami, they went to Timna. Vayugot Tamar Lemar, was told to Tamar, saying, Hinechamich Oila Timnasa Logaz Zaytsoinoi, behold, your father-in-law went up to Timna to go shear his sheep. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Yud Gimel, Oila Timnasa, with Shimshon it says, Vayered Shimshon Timnasa, that Shimshon went down to Timna. So do you go up or do you go down to Timna? So Timnasa b'shipua har ha'isa yeshevas. Timna was actually on the slope of the mountain. Ayun lamikan, v'yadun lamikan. It depends where you're coming from. If you're coming from up, so then you're going to go down to Timna. If you're down at the bottom, so then you're going to go up to Timna. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Daled. Vatasar b'gdal menusa me'aleha. So she removed her widow's clothing from herself. Vatechas batzu'if vatis alof. And she covered herself with a scarf and she covered her face. Vateshev pesach enayim, and she sat at the crossroads, asher al derech Timnasa, which was on the way to Timna. Ki ra'asa ki gadol shela, because she saw that Shela grew up, that he loined in a loyal Isha, and she wasn't given to him as a wife. Vayirah Yehuda. Yehuda saw her. Vayachshvel Zaina. He thought she was a prostitute. He kissed Saponeh because she covered her face. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Daled. Vatis Alaf. Kissed Saponeh Shol Yakarba. She covered her face so that he shouldn't recognize her. Vateishav Pesach Einaim. Bepsichas Einaim. This is at the crossroads. Vaprashas Drachim Shal Derech Timnasa. Rabbi Seinu Darshu. Pischa Shal Avram Avinu Shekol Einaim Tzapes Lerosei. Kirasa Kigadol Shela. Lefikach. Therefore, if Kira Atzmeitzel Yehuda, she made herself free to Yehuda. Shaisim Saval Hamini Menu Banim. She wanted to be able to have children from him. Pasuk Yud Vavin Rashi. Vachshvel Lezayna. Lefisha Shavas Prashas Drachim. Since she was sitting at the crossroads, he thought she was a Zaina. He kissed up Paneha v'loyachal Raisol Akira. He wasn't able to see her and recognize who she was. Medrash Rabbi Seinu, the Medrash says, he kissed up Paneha. What does it mean? How she covered her face? Kshayza Beis Chamiya. When she was in her father-in-law's house, Haisat Tsunua, she was very Tsunua. Lefikach Lechashada. He didn't suspect that this was Tamar. Back to Pasuk Tazayin Vayete Leil Haderech, and he veered off the way to her. Vayomer, and he said, Hava Na, please prepare. Ave Leich, I'm going to come to you. Ki lo yada, because he didn't know Ki Kalasa, he that she was his daughter-in-law. But Tamar, and she said, Mati Tenli, what are you going to give me, Kitavei Eloi, so you should come to me? Vayomer, he said, I'll send you one of the goats from the flock. And she said, are you going to give me a deposit or collateral until you send me payment? And he said, what should I give you? What collateral would you like? And she said, your ring and your cloak, and your staff, that's in your hand. And gave it to her. And he came to her, and she actually became pregnant because of that. And she got up and she went, and she removed her scarf from herself, and she once again dressed in her widow's clothing. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezayin, he veered off the path that he was on the way, and he turned towards her. You should prepare yourself for this. Anytime we say hava, that means you have to prepare yourself. Unless it has to do with giving something. Pasuk Tezayin Rashi, a ravin, which means a mashka and a collateral. Pasuk Chesin Rashi, chasam chob silecha, is kisach v'shay shifach, tabas shato chaysim ba, this is your signet ring that you sign things with, v'simlascha shatam ischaseba, and the cloak that you're wearing. Vatahar loy, the pasuk said, she conceived to him. Now, she should have just said vatahar, and she conceived. Why does it say vatahar loy? So, gibarim kayotibay, she actually conceived like him, great people like him, tzadikim kayotibay, tzadikim like him. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chav. Vayishlach Yudas Gedio, izim biad reyo adulami, and Yehuda sent this goat with his friend adulami, lokachasai ravin miyad isha, to take the collateral from the woman, v'lamitza'a, but he didn't find her. He asked the people of this area, saying, where is this Kadesha? Where is this prostitute that was along the way? And they said, there wasn't such a person here. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Kadesha. What does that mean? Someone who is designated and prepared for Znos. That's why it's called a Kadesha. Back to Chomish Pasuk Chaf Beis. He went back to Yehuda. He said, I didn't find her. And also the people of the place said, there wasn't a Kadesha over here. And Yehuda said, let her keep it. Let it be an embarrassment. Behold, I sent this Gedi, and you didn't find her. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel. She should just keep what she has. If you're going to keep on looking for her, then everyone's going to know about it, and it's going to be very embarrassing. What else can I do to show that I'm trustworthy? Yehuda said, I've sent this Gedi, this goat. Since Yehuda tricked his father with this Gedi Izim, they had shechted this Gedi Izim, and they took Yosef's ketanus and they dipped it in its blood. He was also tricked with this gedi izim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Dalad. Vahikim Shlesh Chadashim was about 3 months. Vayugad Yehuda Leimar, and was told to Yehuda saying, Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, she was mizane. Vagam hine har luznunim, and she also became pregnant from that. Vayom Yehuda, he said, Haitzua v'sisarev, take her out and burn her. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Dalad. Kim Shlesh Chadashim, Rubei Shal Rishon, it was the majority of the first month. Rubei Shal Achron, the majority of the last month. Vemtsoi Shalim, in the middle month was full, so it's like 3 months. Ulshen Kim Shlesh Chadashim, Kshayishtal Shal Chadashim, Kamay Umishleich Manos Mishleich Yodim. Jump to the next Rashi, Visisarf, and she should be burned. Why is it that she should be burned? Amar Ephraim, Miksha, Mishum Rameyer, Bita Shal Shem Haisa. She was actually the daughter of Shem, Shehu Kayin. He was a Kayin. Lefikach Denua Besrefa. That's why he judged that she should be burned, because we know that a Bas Kayin, the daughter of a Kayin, if she's Mizana, so she gets burned as opposed to other people that get a different Misa. Back to Chomish Pasal Chafhe, he mutzes, she was being taken out. Vihishacha El Chamiel Lamar, and she sent a message to her father in law saying, Leishasher Eloi, the man to whom these belong, Anoichi Hara, I became pregnant from him. But Taimer, she said, Haker no, please recognize. Whom does the signet ring, cloak, and staff belong to? Back here, Yehuda, and Yehuda recognized Vayyar, and he said, Tzadka, she's right, me many, it's from me. It's because I didn't give her to Shayla, my son. He didn't know her anymore. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Hey. He mutsesli sar, if she's being taken out to be burned, she don't want to embarrass him, Vayyar, and say, I'm pregnant from you. She kind of hinted it to him. She gave him the opportunity to own up, if you will. Amr, she said, if he's going to admit, then he'll admit. Vimlav, if not, Yisrfuni, then they'll burn me. Va'al albin panav, and I'm not going to embarrass him. Mikan Omer from here, Chazal say, Noyachol adam she'apilul kivshan eish. It's better that they throw a person into a fiery furnace. Va'al yalbin panei chaver barabim, not to embarrass a person publicly. Hakerna, she said, Ein no elishem bakasha. No means an expression of pleading, begging. Hakerna bayracha, va'al ta'abit shleshen afashes. Pasuk Chavav in Rashi, Yehuda recognized, and he said, Sadka bidvara, she is right. Mi many he mubaris, she's pregnant from me. Rabbi Sein Zuchan Mavracha Darshu and Chazal Darshin. Shiyatsa Baskal Amra Baskal came out and said, Me many umeiti yatsu advarim, it came from me. Lafisha Hesat Tsunua Bes Chamia. Since she was Tsunua in her father in law's house, Zarti Shiatsu Menem Lachim, I was geyser that kings should come from her. Umishavit Yehuda Gazarti Lahamid Melachim be Israel. Kel Kane Loin Satya, Yehuda said, Kibedin Asta, she did this and she was right. Allah Sherlin Satya Shayla Bini, that's because I didn't give her to Shayla my son. Veloy Asaf Oid the Pasuk says, Yesh Aimrim Loy Haisif, he didn't get to know her anymore, meaning that was the only time he was with her. The Yesh Aimrim and Sam say, Loy Pasak, he didn't stop knowing her. her. We see the same thing. Back to Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Vahiba is lita. It was the time of her giving birth. Behold, there was twins in her stomach. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Zayin. With Rivka, it says, and her days were full and she was giving birth. Rivka, she had a full-term pregnancy. And over here, she did not have a full-term pregnancy. Behold, there were twins. Mali, this word is Mali. It's full. It has an aleph over there. But by Rivka, it says, Saimim chaser, without that aleph. That's the Fisho Echad Rasha. One of them was Rasha. We're talking about Esav. That's why it's missing that aleph. Aval Elu, Shneim Tzadikim. Both of Tamar's children, they were Tzadikim. So therefore, we have that aleph in there. So back to Chomish Pasuk Chaf Ches, Vayhibalit, and it wasn't she was giving birth. Vayiten Yod, and the child stuck out his hand. Vatika Chamialedes, and the midwife, she took his hand. Vatikshal Yod Hishani, and she tied a red string on his hand. Lamar saying, Zayatza Rishani, this one came out first. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Ches, Vayiten Yod. Haitu Echad Yod Elchot. One of them stuck his hand out. Once he tied the red string on his hand, he brought his hand back in. Back to Pasuk Chaf Tes, Vayikimesh of Yadeh, was when he brought his hand back in, Vihine Yatza Achiv, then his brother came out. Vatoimer, and she said, Ma Paratz Talecha Paretz. So literally the word Paretz means to break through. So why did you break through? Vayikrash my Paretz, and he called his name Paretz. Let's see Rashi via Pasuk Chaf Tes. Rashi translates Paratz to Chazak to Alecha Chazak. You showed a unique strength over here. Back to Chomish Pasuk Lamed, Vachar Yatza Achiv, afterwards his brother came out, Asher Al Yadeh Ashani, he's the one that had that red thread around him, Vayikrash my Zarach, and he called his name Zarach. Rashi says, Asher Al Yadeh Ashani, Arba Yadis Ksuvas Khan. It says the word over here, Yad, four times. Keneged Arba Charamim Shemal Achan Shatze Menu. This is corresponding to the four Cherems that Achan was Mael on. Achan, which was in the times of Yeshua, he came from Zerach. V'yesh Amrim Sam say Keneged Dalad Vram Shalakach. This is corresponding to the four things that Achan took and he wasn't supposed to. Adar Shinar Shtechatichas Kesef Shalmasayim Shgalim Ulashayim Zahav. He took four things. Vikrash Mai Zarach. He called his name Zarach. Alshem Zrichas Mar Sashani. This is alluding to the brightness of the red thread that was tied around him. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up the fifth Aliyah, going back to Yosef. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.